At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moretz. The Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the People, the Bust Them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday. Rick Saratella is going to step up and in level three and kick it with us. We've got Merrick Brave. We're going to talk some Miami Dolphin football as well with Merrick Brave, NFL football, Jonathan Taylor. A lot of people in fish country thought that Jonathan Taylor was going to get dealt to the Miami Dolphins, and it's probably a good thing that he didn't for everybody else in the AFC, is the Dolphins are pretty loaded, but the Dolphins are also a pretty beat-up football team, so we'll get into that. Countdown to kickoff is on. It's getting real. It's getting super real. And in fact, we tweeted out, we announced our fantasy football league draft is going to be on Monday night. We're not going to be on Monday night because it's Labor Day, and that's sort of become our fantasy football draft day. We like to wait till the last second. The season starts Thursday, right? We've been almost, at least in the Sports Rage Fantasy Football League, well, we do it this way, because I'm never on those Mondays. It's the best day, and it's a couple of days from the season, but we're through all the injuries. If something happens now, like, hey, it is what it is. So, yeah, our fantasy football draft is going to be Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. It's mostly the same people in the league on a yearly basis. Usually I have, like, two or three leagues. I always say I'm going to have one, and it always fills. There's always people, oh, come on, man. But I don't, you know, whatever. I don't have time. You know, I've got a lot of stuff going on here. So running one league is kind of challenging enough. It's all good. For me, it's more the pain in the ass of, like, people just complain all the time, right? Like, you know, I'm in the middle of a show or something, and I'm getting, like, a bunch of messages. My inbox is blowing up because some guy's complaining about what somebody else is doing. They don't like a trade somebody made. You know, I'm not a big fan of being a fantasy football commissioner, right? I'm like, whatever, dude. The season starts, and just leave me alone, all right? And whoever has the most, whatever happens, if you win, you get paid. If you don't, shut up, man. You know, it is what it is. But hey, football season is here. We got college football. We'll get into some college football. We'll get you the updated point spreads, actually. We'll take a look at the numbers for Thursday night's games. And we've got an update, actually. A couple of updates. We were on top of it. So we were on top of it when we were talking about the Florida Gators and their travel situation. In which the Gators were planning on leaving Gainesville on Wednesday. So tomorrow. They were going to arrive in Utah the night before they played. The day before, in the afternoon, whatever, the day before. But due to the hurricane that's coming, they left Florida early. Except they couldn't get hotel rooms. That's why. So they couldn't get hotel rooms if they went early. I really don't understand why the Florida Gators that have as much money as they do are only showing up on Wednesday. And not to mention you're playing in the altitude. So, like, why wouldn't you have just, booked it and showed up earlier knowing this? But whatever. But anyways, they've been in Dallas, Texas, and now they're going to Salt Lake. Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's countdown to kickoff. Continues. NFL regular season football now just 8 days away. For those of you on the East Coast, we're getting closer and closer. The Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs will be the first teams up. But we do have football on Thursday night, college football. We'll get you caught up to date with all the updated point spreads and numbers and line moves and everything that's going on. So the big news of the day, of course, was Jonathan Taylor not getting traded by the Indianapolis Colts, except I didn't expect him to get traded. I don't think Jim Irsay is the type of guy that was just going to say, yeah, you don't want to be here, you know, sure, why don't you just go somewhere else? And, right, that wasn't going to happen. It doesn't mean that that he couldn't potentially still get traded eventually, but now that he's been put on the physically unable to perform list for the first 4 weeks of the season, this is going to be a drama that'll continue. And speaking of drama that's not really being talked about all that much, or at least as much as it should be, is the situation with the San Francisco 49ers. And we can actually get into Jimmy Garoppolo's comments today when asked about Trey Lance and Trey Lance getting dealt. Jimmy G basically, you know, codedly basically said that that place is like a mess. And they, you know, they don't handle things with the quarterback position very well. And, it, you know, you can just sort of read between the lines. Jimmy G didn't want to rip San Francisco, but he kind of sort of did. You know, it was one of those deals. He kind of sort of did. But this is an interesting development here. And, you know, there's the saying, right, the broken clock is right twice a day, the blind squirrel finds a nut, and all that type of stuff. Well, the fact of the matter is, sometimes people on the internet are right about things. And there's a dude on Reddit that's in the 49er land. He broke the Christian McCaffrey deal before anybody did. He said McCaffrey's coming to the Niners. He's now saying that the 49ers are tired of dealing with Nick Bosa, and that Nick Bosa could actually get traded. And dear God, the Jets are the team that want to pick him up. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. And just by chance right now, I'm seeing a press conference. John Herdman, former national coach for Team Canada's soccer team. He coached the women's team before, then he coached the men's team. He coached them in the World Cup. And he was famously known for calling Croatia out, and then Croatia smoked Canada after. That's what he was sort of known for at the World Cup. But he left the Canadian program to take the TFC job. And that really says something, considering Canada's one of the co-hosts of the World Cup and the Gold Cup, and they just made the World Cup. But the fact of the matter is, behind the scenes, the Canadian soccer program and association is a complete, you know, it's a towering inferno of, like, corruption, chaos, ineptness, and everything else in between. Seems to be a pattern, if you'll notice, with a lot of these soccer federations. So Herdman leaves for TFC. I don't blame him. TFC is a very good job. TFC spent a lot of money. Didn't work out for them. What is it, Bernarducci and Insignia, they haven't worked out. They're unhappy. But they do spend a lot of money in TFC, you know. So he lands on his feet. But the Canadian national soccer program right now, I mean, I don't know. I think if you work at 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts, you'd probably make more money than what they're going to be offering a new coach to take over. Yet they're not the only one. So we talked about the USA women's program coming off the disappointing effort at the Women's World Cup. And they let their manager go. They let the coach go. The Olympics are coming up next summer. There's not a lot of time for this to, you know, to start going here, right? Like, to get back on track. You know, like I said, a lot of times after a big soccer disappointment, there's a lot of years. It's like, wow, we got a couple of years to rebuild this thing and let's figure it out. The women's game is a little bit different, right? Like, their two major tournaments are the World Cup and the Olympics. The men, the Olympics, it's more like under 23. They take it seriously, but it's more like under 23. It's the, you know, the younger players that are in the Olympics. But the women, that's their thing. So listen, man, it's going to be cool next summer. I love these summer, like, events that fill in the void. Listen, baseball is awesome, but you need some other stuff going on. So next summer, we're going to have the Olympics in Paris, which, you know, is just going to be total chaos and carnage. So I wanted to get into the where I'm talking about chaos and carnage, the American team. So, and I don't know, Matthias, if you've seen this, we knew it was coming, but so Greg Berhalter is back, and Greg Berhalter is coming back to coach this team, which I don't want to say it's on quite, it actually is in a way. I don't like getting into people's personal lives, all right? You know what I mean? It is what it is. Everybody makes mistakes, and they're married. They've been married forever. But there was an incident in 1991 between Berhalter and his wife. And, of course, just to set the stage for people. So Greg Berhalter was the coach of the U.S. team. You can argue that, you know what I mean, he did a good job, or you can say his tactics suck and they should be better than they are, whatever. People looked at it both ways. Hey, they did well, and they should have done better, whatever. That's the, you know, whatever. I think they needed someone more creative, obviously. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it was crazy stuff here. It was a crazy story in which, so Gio Reyna is on the team. Midfielder Gino Reyna is on the team. The situation involved Reyna's family and Berhalter was followed by the U.S. soccer opting out after his contract had expired. All right, so the gist of it was that Gio Reyna didn't feel like he was being treated fairly by the coach, and neither did his parents, who, of course, both played for the U.S. program. So the insinuation was that they were sort of going to blackmail Berhalter and say, listen, we've known you your whole life, and we know that you kicked your wife, and we're going to tell the media, and we're going to tell everybody what happened if you don't stop screwing our son around. I mean, this shouldn't be happening with the United States of America's team, but it is. Yet, Matthias, they're both back now. And he admits in an interview to Vanity Fair that he's never spoken to him since. Yet says, we share the same goals of being successful with the U.S. Dude, the fact that Berhalter's coaching his team again is a disgrace and a joke. Just because it is, all this stuff. Like, it's just, why? Like, why? You can't find anyone else? Not to mention, like, you're the national team's coach, okay? But you're going to go to a soccer camp, and there's going to be a bunch of little girls there, and it's like, I don't want to be a jerk, but what, are you going to kick a little girl in the face? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just inappropriate. It's inappropriate. And it's crazy to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you couldn't get hired at a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts with some of these things on your resume and record, yet you can run for office and you can be the national team coach, Matthias. Like, to me, it's over. It's like, I don't care if you're still married. We can't send you out of the community when we know that you and you, whatever. It's a game changer for me. Not to mention the stuff with Reyna and everything behind the scenes. It's insane to me that they're bringing this guy back, bro.
I think it's beyond the players as well, Gabe. You know, when I see Christian Pulisic after, you know, the recent performances that they had with the USA, a pretty successful summer without Greg Berhalter, I'd have to say.
Good
just
point.
Based off of, you know, what they did. Pulisic said, you know, look at what we are. And he backed Berhalter. And at the end of the day, you kind of know right there and then that the locker room is behind the coach. And they kind of think that without him, they wouldn't be where they are today. So I think that the head of the U.S. is listening to their players and they're listening to their captain. And it's just like, you know what? Follow the trail of breadcrumbs right now. This is who the team wants. And they should get, you know, the team should get what they want at the end of the day. And they're growing. They're a young team that's growing. And that's on them. If they fail at the next World Cup, you know what?
They're going to fail as a team.
They're going to fail.
If one of their players on the team gets into a domestic thing and kicks his wife, should he play in the World Cup?
No, no. Of course not.
Why should the coach?
Because history's long, Gabe, and at the end of the day, I don't back him for the
No. Let's just call it out for what it is. Like you said, let's just call it for what it is. Nobody cares. Right?
I guess you're right.
Yeah, so no, society is evil, bro. Like, that's my whole point. It's like, yeah, well, like I said, I don't want to be like the guy. Like, what about, like, honestly? I'm just thinking, like, from a business perspective. I'm looking at it like a CEO, Matthias. I'm thinking, so he's going to represent our country and what? We're going to send him out to kids' camps? Like, and, like, so what? Anytime a girl is around him, we're going to sort of pretend that this never happened? Like, fine. But, like, that's my whole point, though. You see what the women in Spain are going through, bro. She liked it. It's almost like it's, like, sadistic. Oh, Hermosa, she liked the kiss. Right? And then, dude, you should see in the media what they're doing there. They're taking pictures of her and stuff and going, oh, look at the way she dresses. She didn't mind getting kissed. This is, like, 50s, like, stuff what they used to do to girls that got raped. Like, it's crazy to me that we're in this world now in 2023. Like, people think the world is so woke and stuff. It's like, what wokeness? What are you talking about? You know what I mean? What do you mean? The guy, like, kicked his wife. He's the coach of the national team. Did it affect him? Does anybody affect it? And, in fact, the more evil you are, the more popular you'll be in today's society. Say stupid, racist things. Hey, you know, you'll have a big podcast. Right? That's the way it works right now. And if you say
at
really,
the end of the
really
day,
stupid.
The people that fell on their face hardest, I'd say, is the Reynas, besides Gio. But when you look at Claudio and
his
wife,
look terrible.
Well, yeah, they're the one that let it out. And it's just like, well, boo-hoo. You know,
they all look bad, Matthias.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Both Reynas look bad. I believe it was more the mother, right? Though I don't want to, whatever. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But both Reigns look bad, and Berhalter looks bad. And Gio looks bad coming out of it. And as you stated, I think all the other teams think Gio's just a pain in the ass anyways. What a mess. That's the point. What a mess. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. See, just for the record, remember all that Spain stuff? Like, it's way over the top. It's like getting nuts, that stuff. The women's soccer team in Spain. There was like a massive protest yesterday. There was like thousands of women on the street. Yet FIFA didn't play around. FIFA suspended a guy for 15 years. Like, because they see Spain isn't doing anything. So they're like, all right. You know what I mean? They're like, fine. They're like, fine. You're suspended. That's the max you get. That's the maximum fine. I don't know why they don't have a lifetime thing. I don't know if the guy deserves a lifetime ban, but you know, he can't work for them anymore. It's pretty clear, but he doesn't see it that way. His mother's on a hunger strike. You see that, Matthias? Like, that's where we're at now. That bald dude that groped everybody, his mother's on a hunger strike because she feels
herself being unfairly.
Locked herself
in a church, Gabe. She's berserk. Yeah. She's going all out. Hey, that's a culture thing, man. You know what I mean? She's old school. She feels bad for her son. He doesn't think that she did anything wrong. Because she's completely defending her son and asking God to help
bro,
him,
bro, he grabbed a 16-year-old, the queen's daughter, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's more than just a kiss on Hermoso. Like, dude, like that prince, dude, he can't touch the queen. He hugged the queen. He hugged the queen's daughter. She's 16. And it was kind of like a, you know what I mean? You know, it was a little much. It's so bad, Matthias, that the coach that grabbed the girl's breast actually says he has to go. You see that? Like the whole
thing.
Yeah,
Gable, it's all bad, man. Everything's
he
under
threw
the
him under the bus
right now.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't work for him. Like, he threw the guy under the bus. The coach for Spain did. The prime minister of Spain wants like vengeance on this dude. The queen of Spain is pissed. And this guy's mother is in a church basement on a hunger strike right now. And oh yeah, FIFA suspended the guy.
Beyond embarrassing.
This is 15 years.
Beyond embarrassing for all parties, Gabe. You know what I mean? It's just.
Oh yeah, Matthias. I left out the part that the head of the Spain Federation, though, basically said, "I'm not firing him. You're all overreacting." And now, if you saw Matthias, now men's players are saying, "I'm not playing." Like now they're stepping up.
Oh,
there's
it's
been a couple
of place,
Spanish
Gabe.
Men's players that are like, "I'm not playing for the national team until this guy's gone from the women's team. I stand with
yep.
the women."
It's big, Gabe. And, you know, I saw Pau Gasol came out and said something on his Instagram,
yep.
posted something big. It's coming
He's
from all around the world.
He's a legend there, too, Matthias.
But it's
Pau
big,
Gasol
it's
speaking
news.
Out saying, "You need to go, bro." You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, the guy was
you know
extra joyful. He lost control of his emotions, you know, in a time where you can't do
you
that.
Know,
and he did it terribly.
Your father's Argentinian. I get it. You know what I mean? Dude, I know, you know, from Montreal, I get it, right? The passion and, well, it's a little different and that, right? But it's 2023, bro. You know what I mean? And it went way too far. Like, it was too much, right? It was just...
You know, I looked at the video over again, and I got to say, he got excited when Hermoso picked him up, and then he put him down, and then he's like, "You know what? I got to kiss her because of that. She picked me up. I got to give her a big fat kiss on the lips." It's like, it's all bad, Gabe. It's all bad.
You got to ask yourself, would you have kissed...
No.
A man's prayer on the lips after they won the World Cup? No.
Would my father have done that?
Yeah.
My 60-year-old father, who, you know, Argentinian, you know, kiss on the cheeks all the time since I was a kid. Like, no, he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have.
No, it's not like.
No. That's crazy, Gabe. It's crazy. Dude, he lost
the saw. I saw some of the coaches, male coaches, but it was the girls went up to them and kissed them on the cheek or the hug, you know what I mean? Some of the coaches, the girls loved their male coaches and ran to them after they won and stuff. But anyone that watched it, bro, he basically stuck his tongue down. Like, he went in for the kill, Matthias. Like you said, he grabbed her and pulled her in. And I'm telling you, the queen stuff, did not go down well. Right? He has no one on his side. You know what I'm saying? If you're on his side, I see we've got a couple of people in our chat who, it doesn't surprise me, these are the same people that think, you know, DeMar Hamlin's a clone on the field right now.
You know, Gabe, I got to say, he would have been not okay if he wouldn't have came out the next day and been all like, I'm not going to resign. Who knows where we'd be right now.
Matthias,
maybe all would be forgiven.
Come out the next day and go, listen, I got carried away. I was super excited we won. I don't even know what I did. I wasn't even thinking, you know what I mean? And I'm so sorry. Instead of fake feministas are trying to ruin my life.
I wonder who's in his ear giving him this advice. You know what I mean? He has to have a PR guy. I just wonder what the hell is he doing?
Spain. They're going on North Korea, Matthias. Like Hermoso said, I believe her. They said they released a statement with my name in it, that I never did. She didn't mind. She goes, I never said that. She goes, I never said that. They're lying. And the other women are coming out now on the Spanish Federation that were forced to sit in the front row, Matthias, at his press conference the other day to make him look like the women of the Federation support him. And they said they don't support him, but they were forced to do it. But they said to the media right after, we didn't want to be sitting in the front row with this loser, right? But we don't have a choice. What do you do, Matthias? You got the queen, the prime minister, you got players that are saying point blank. And you know what another thing is too, bro? You see that the head of the Spanish Federation threatened the players. You see that? He said, you're going to play. And he goes, we have a game coming up in October, and you're going to effing be there. Dude, what part of this doesn't he understand? They're not under contract to play, Matthias. They don't need to play if they don't want to. It's not a pro team, bro. If Hermoso doesn't want to show up, bro, and they ain't going to show up, I promise you. Not one of those girls on that Spanish team will walk that picket line, Matthias. I guarantee you.
You know, I see them right now saying, you know, look at the world. What do they think of us? And they're just like, screw it. I don't care what they think. They can think what they want. We do things how we do things over here.
Yes. That's what the Spanish Federation president said. He goes, we're not going to bow down to modern whatever. He's like, all right, bro. But, you know, FIFA just, kicked you out for 15 years, which is the maximum suspension. So, you know, how's that going for you so far? It's just, you know, it's like I said, we're in a sexist era still. Women's sports have come a long way. It's all great and stuff. But look at Angel Reese, Matthias. Dude, look at all the things that men do on sports, like smack talk, celebrations, this and that. She put her hand up like John Cena, right? Dude, they panicked, man. Fox News talked about it for 2 weeks. Oh, my God, can you believe this thug? Right? Be real, bro. There were more people who were happy Rapinoe lost and missed a kick and stuff, right? They were. They want to pile on. It's the same thing now. Look at Berhalter. Like I said, right? All right. You know, he's still married with a girl. I'm fine. I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he shouldn't coach an MLS team. I'm saying that any sort of sane person would say, we can't have a guy that assaulted his wife as our national soccer coach, even if it happened 25 years ago, because he's going to be around kids, and what if it just, why? Can't we find somebody else? You know what I mean? He was already our guy. Can't we find somebody else? But as you said, I think the players like him, and like I said, so fine. But it's the same thing with, college coaches, right? College coaches don't mind bringing in a kid that'll beat a girl up, but they won't let that kid date their own daughter. right? But so it's okay if they assault someone else, but as long as, you know. So Berhalter, hey, I think that's what it is. The fact that they're still married, everybody makes mistakes. I'm not trying to crucify the guy. I'm just saying I don't think he should be a national soccer coach of a program, bro. That's it. I'm not judging him. I'm just saying, I don't think he should be a national coach.
You make great points. You know, you do. You honestly do, man, because at the same time, like, this is a position of high value, of a background check. You know, all these boxes need to be checked off. And if you can't make the checklist.
Shouldn't man of character matter? Like, you know what I mean? That's that sort of thing. He's a man of character, right?
Sure. Yeah, but I do feel
sure.
Bad
I like the way you say it. Sure.
Yeah, well, I know. You know, because it is. But at the same time, like, this is something so old, and it's like I shouldn't have been out. I feel bad for his wife specifically.
You're
because
right.
They were
that's more of a private argument than anything. He didn't, like, pull an OJ, right? Like, come on. Like, it was a private argument.
You know, his best friend isn't supposed to come out and, like, let out some news of, like, a very, very private story. You know, everybody
yeah, over
has
his
crazy
son
stories,
not playing enough. If you don't play my son enough, I'm going to tell Rolling Stone magazine. Right? That's what happened.
It's ridiculous, Gabe. It's honestly like a movie. It's like a high school drama movie. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's what blows my mind. But the rain is still in the room, and now you bring the coach back.
They weren't supposed to. You know, this wasn't supposed to happen. But at the same time, like we always say, they couldn't find anybody else. And they can't break up this team before the World Cup when this team's is the best it's been since 2002.
Hear me out on this, Matthias. Thierry Henry, all right, for Canada. And you know what's crazy? Thierry Henry was dying to coach any national team, bro, in an international competition. Look, he was the assistant coach with Belgium, as you saw. Remember in the last World Cup?
Gabe, I've seen Henry coach. And you know
I
what?
Know.
He needs to. He can't coach these kids today.
But listen.
Henry is yelling at them what they should be doing, what they're doing wrong, cussing them out.
My point is, he coached the Montreal Impact. He's got a Canadian connection. He speaks French. Checks a lot of boxes with this, you know what I'm saying? He is a psychopath that's not a very great coach. But you know what his job is now? He just got a job.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
The under 21 French head coach. So he's climbing the ladder, bro. He's going to be the French national team coach down the road, Thierry Henry. Or at least that's his plan. Merrick Brave joins us next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Countdown the kickoff continues. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the people of Boston, the Merrick Braves, and everybody else in between. Professional wrestler, head coach at Black and Brave, competitor on the first season of Knife Fight. So, in other words, you don't want to mess with Merrick Braves. He also is a columnist for the Finn Sider. Let's do this thing. Let's talk some NFL football and more. Merrick, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Hey, happy to be on with you again, Gabe. Happy to be able to talk to your listeners. Let's rock and roll, shall we?
Hey, let's do this thing. And listen, any day above ground is a good day. And that's something that my grandfather used to tell me. And I think, you know, it's something that I remember him telling me. And in the world that you're in of professional wrestling, we've seen so many early deaths for various reasons. Yet the Bray Wyatt passing seems to hit a little bit different, right? I mean, it's, you know, 36 years old, the illness that he had, the health battles that he had, you know, just heartbreaking when you see pictures of him and videos of him with his family and stuff. This one seems to hit the wrestling community a little bit different than some of the other ones.
Yeah, like you said, only 36 years old. I mean, that's younger than me. So that hits me a little bit. And he has a wife. He has four children, including a young infant. So, obviously you hate to see something like this happen. And it's really, like you said, it's hitting this community pretty hard. You know, I met Bray briefly a couple times. And when I saw the news come across my phone screen, I had to pause and take a moment to reflect on my interactions with him. And you just feel terrible for that family, and you hope that they'll have the support they need to be able to pull through this. But yeah, you're right. It does seem to happen far too often in the professional wrestling business. And, you know, I don't really know what else to say beyond that. It's just a terrible tragedy. And hopefully his family can get the support they need.
From a wrestling perspective, from a talent perspective, is visionary the best way of remembering Bray? Because to me, you know, some of those characters and having the courage to back it up, right? And to own it, to live it, and actually to bring it to life and make it real. Like a lot of guys, and you've been around, you know, I mean, listen, Merrick is a wrestling teacher, who runs an academy. So I'm not, you know a hell of a lot more than I do, but sometimes, Merrick, from like a fan perspective, some guys will flick gimmicks a little bit and it's not believable. And or it's like, dude, you were this guy for the last 6 years. We're not buying it. It doesn't feel right. It's not natural. It seems to me that Bray could have walked into an arena with a different gimmick on a weekly basis and people would have eaten it up. He just seemed to like, it was like natural for him.
Yeah, he was incredibly creative, quite possibly the most creative professional wrestler we've seen in this business over the last decade and a half. He believed what he was doing. He believed in what he was doing. And when you, as a performer, you truly believe, you know, what you're selling to an audience, then it becomes very easy for an audience to buy what you're selling. You know, an audience, they're not dumb. They can sniff out if you're being disingenuous very quickly. And even though Bray's characters were so just outlandish and so crazy and just so out there, you could tell that he really believed what he was doing, and it just made it believable. It really did. So he's leaving a big hole in the wrestling business right now, and you know it's going to be hard to fill that hole. It's going to be hard to fill those shoes. But right now we're just thinking about the family.
And Terry Funk, listen, making it to 79. I think that's something that we could all be, you can't say, oh my God, I can't believe it when you're 79 years old. But from a wrestler's perspective, and you're a pretty tough guy, like you know what I mean, you're that type of edgier wrestling. What did Terry Funk mean to the industry? Because he was one of those dudes for me, Merrick. And, you know, I grew up seeing all these guys and going, and I used to talk trash and sit in the front row and stuff. And there was only a few dudes where we were like, oh man, like, oh, this guy looks like for real, real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to upset Terry Funk for real. Psycho Sid was another guy that just seemed like, man, don't piss this guy off. Like, inside the ring, outside the ring.
But, yeah, Terry Funk, I got the pleasure of being around Terry Funk a few times in my 20-year career. He's another guy, like you said, just incredibly believable.
Authentic.
He put his heart and soul into everything that he did. In my opinion, one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time, one of the most well-rounded performers, great inside the ring, great with his character, mainly because I'm not quite sure it was a character. I think that's Terry Funk was. As a human being, obviously yes, fantastic on the microphone as well. But, yeah, he will absolutely be missed. As in addition to Bray Wyatt, it's just been a sad week for professional wrestling.
Man, I'm trying to – I looked up on YouTube. I tried to find the clip. It's Terry Funk, like he's, like, poolside, and he's putting, like, suntan lotion. Getting ready for a Sports Illustrated cover shoot. It was just too good, man. Like, he literally would scare people during these promos. It was like, man, I don't know if, like, this guy really is about to lose it. So good. So speaking of losing it, you and I spoke about Tua and the jiu-jitsu and the training, and clearly he wanted to put – I don't think he wanted to do it, but he was instructed, let's get a little bit bigger. He cooked for himself, and then Ryan Clark and the crew on ESPN crack a couple of jokes. Did Tua react to, like, did Tua overreact to the comments? And two things can be true at the same time. Did Tua overreact, and or you as a fighter and you as a Dolphin fan, did you like seeing Tua in that fight that he has? And it's like, you know what? You guys are all done talking smack about me every week. I'm done with this.
Yeah, I personally love seeing Tua kind of bite back a little bit there. He's normally kind of a soft-spoken guy and very politically correct with his answers in the media. He's also, you know, a very private guy. And in his Samoan culture, in his Polynesian culture, like he mentioned, respect is everything. And also in the Samoan culture, those guys are just a little bit thicker than the average dude. You know what I mean? You know, take the professional wrestlers, for example, since we're on that topic. Guys like, you know, Rikishi and the Wild Samoans and wrestlers like that. Haku, those guys, they're just bigger dudes. They're thicker guys. So it's not difficult for Tua to put on weight, but he clearly did that in an attempt to stay healthy and to avoid the concussion issues that plagued him last year. So I give him credit for that. And I do think you saw that type of response from Tua just because Ryan Clark's comments kind of crossed a line there, crossed the boundary that Tua wasn't comfortable with when Ryan Clark kind of said he was looking like a stripper at a strip club and whatnot. Tua's a very religious person, not into things like that. So I think that's where Clark crossed the line in Tua's eyes. And, you know, Tua, he's a man. He you know, demands respect. And when he didn't get that, he fought back. And it was good to see the young man kind of grow into his own there. And I look forward to seeing more of that from Tua going forward, if I'm being honest.
I want to see him on the football field. And I say this as a Buffalo, it almost bothers me that I like him as much as I do because I'm a Bills fan, Merrick, right? So,
yeah.
But I actually do. I think he's been unfairly criticized since day one of his National Football League career. How healthy or unhealthy are the Dolphins going to be when they take the field in Los Angeles next week, America? It seems to me every day when I follow something in practice, training camp, we saw obviously with Davis the scary situation, but seems like the Dolphins are getting pretty beat up in this training camp and preseason.
Yeah, you know, they're dealing with a few nicks and bruises and whatnot. I think the big one right now that we're kind of keeping our eye on is the Teron Armstead situation, starting left tackle for the Miami Dolphins. Seems like he avoided worst case scenario, and it might just be a little bit of a sprain. He's aiming to be back week one, you know, but he's an injury prone kind of guy. You're never going to get a full 17 game season out of Teron Armstead. So I don't want to rush him back, but it would be nice to have him out there, especially because they're going against the Chargers, who have Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack on the edges there, a couple of very potent pass rushers. So you'd like Teron out there. And then another guy we're kind of monitoring right now is wide receiver Jaylen Waddle. He's got a little midsection injury, and it didn't seem all too serious when it initially happened. I believe it was in joint practices with I can't remember if it was with the Falcons or if it was with the Texans. I want to say it was with the Falcons, and he missed the joint practices with the Texans. But he's got a little midsection injury. It doesn't appear to be too serious, and I do think he will be able to play week one with little to no restrictions. But, yeah, you're right. The Dolphins, just like last year, banged up in training camp, dealing with some injuries. Obviously, you got the Jalen Ramsey injury, which is going to last until, you know, at least the midway point of the season, hoping to get him back after that. But, you know – the Dolphins aren't the only team battling injuries, and you try not to use it as an excuse for why you may underperform, and hopefully that's not the case this season for the Dolphins. But oftentimes it comes down to, at least on Sundays, which team is the healthiest. And right now, Dolphins are trying to get healthy.
Before we get you out of here, Merrick, Jonathan Taylor, I don't understand. I totally get not wanting to pay a running back $17 million a year, $16 million a year. I get that part. What I don't get is just being so stubborn and not realizing, you know what? This guy's the best player on our football team, and I don't care what position he plays, and why are we ripping him off just because we supposedly can, right? So look at the Raiders. The Raiders and Jacobs did a great job. I don't know. Like, I want to get his agent, actually, how they spun a 10.1 franchise tag deal into, okay, listen, how about $12 million, which now forces the Raiders to tag him at 14 next year, so we managed to get 26 out of this. But I never believed that Jim Irsay was the type of guy that was going to just roll over because a player was unhappy. And I think Irsay pulled the old, yeah, listen, man, you're free to go, and then ask for way too much after. Very James Harden-like, like in Philadelphia. Yeah, don't worry, we're going to trade you. And then you're asking people for way too much, and it's not going to happen. And I sort of saw the same thing playing out with Taylor here.
Yeah, you know, Jim Irsay, he's always known to kind of have a screw loose or two.
He's the new Snyder, isn't he now, Merrick? Now, let's just call it out for us. Now that Daniel Snyder's gone, it's like Irsay stepped up and said, let me be the new guy here that, like, will do these things.
Yeah, let me be the nut job. And you know, he had that comment about Taylor where he said, you know, if I died tomorrow and you were out of the league tomorrow, nobody would care because we're all replaceable. Well, there is some truth to that. It is the NFL. It's going to go on. But you don't say that out loud. You don't say that to the public. You don't say that to the media. And you don't say that where your star player, like you said, best player on your team, at least on the offensive side of the football, you don't say that where they can read that or they can hear that, because that's not going to make a 24-year-old man feel good about himself. He knows how good of a football player he is. He also knows that he suited up for the Colts numerous times last season with a pretty severe ankle injury and then even a back injury as the season wore on. So he feels like he's given his all to that organization, and he was looking for a financial commitment from the team to do so. And honestly, with Anthony Richardson being their rookie quarterback, I think they'd be smart to give Taylor what he wants and lock him up for another 2 to 3 years while you still have Richardson on that cheap contract, so you can surround your rookie quarterback with as many star football players as possible so you can ease his transition into the NFL. And then when it's time to give Richardson the big money, that's when you let Jonathan Taylor go. He's only 24 years old, so in 3 to 4 years, he'll be reaching kind of that running back, that mythical running back age of 27, 28, where they start to fall off a cliff, and you'll have gotten what you want out of him, and you can let him move on to another team. So we'll see what happens. I'm inclined to think that the Colts are going to continue to play hardball with Taylor, and that he'll stick around, and they'll place him on the PUP list to start the season, and he'll miss the first 4 games, and then afterwards he'll still be feeling a little.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
Achy in the back or whatever it may be, wink, wink.
Merrick Brave, Merrick, we got to get out of here, but continue kicking ass. And Merrick, you're the best, my man. It's always a pleasure, bro. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Gabe, as always.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always enjoy kicking it with Merrick Brave. Excellent stuff. Badass. Lake Anger Management Class is badass. This is Portridge. I am Gable Morency. So countdown to kickoff is on. We're nearly a week away from the start of this thing. And we just talked about the Miami Dolphins situation. The Miami Dolphins open up the season in Los Angeles at SoFi. And the Chargers are currently 2.5-point favorites right now at FanDuel. The money line is minus 152. The total is 50.5. And I am pretty bullish. I like Tua. I've defended Tua. And at times, I've thought that Justin Herbert, I thought that earlier in their careers, they're always going to be compared against each other because they got drafted next to each other, right? That's the way it works. But I thought that Herbert got a little overhyped and, like, everybody fell in love with Herbert all the time and everybody ripped Tua all the time. I'm like, you know, Tua wins a lot more football games, and Herbert has a lot more talent. Except now, whatever, now the Dolphins have talent, obviously, with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. But there's something about the Dolphins, as good as they are on paper, I get the feeling that it's going to unravel, that injuries are going to happen, or there's something about them that I don't know what it is. Look, Jalen Ramsey, they acquire him. He's already out for the year. Maybe he's back in January or something like that. But I think the Chargers are to play in this game. You guys know, man, I don't buy the Chargers hype every year. I always go, oh, boy. Every time everybody comes on the show, we haven't had it yet. Yeah, we haven't had anybody. That's what I like. Nobody's like, I'm telling you, the Chargers. Almost every year for the last couple of years, like the Chargers, even going back to the Phillip Rivers era, people always like the Chargers. This is the year they break out. Sort of like the Toronto Blue Jays. Oh, this is the year, and it's never the year. I'm not saying this is the year the Chargers are going to the Super Bowl, but I do think they're going to be good. And I think they can beat the Miami Dolphins in the season opener, especially with the health situation. We'll keep our eye on the Waddle situation. But as of right now, I look at this game, and I'll be taking the Los Angeles Chargers. Give me the Bolts.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.